Just 1 week ago tonight, the McDonald Macs kicked off their 2025 high school football season in eight-player action with a convincing win over visiting Alma Center Lincoln.
Second and six now for McDonald from the 20-yard line of the Hornets, with Cale Holm under center, I formation behind him. It's going to be a fake, rolling to the left. Cale Holm, first pass of the season. He's got Ryan Smisky. Ryan inside the 10, hauled down at about the 7 or 8 yard line for another McDonald first down. Second and goal from the 2 yard line. And under center, Holm is going to hand it to Moulton. Moulton pounding into the middle of that defense and getting in for the touchdown. And the Macs lead at 6-0. McDonald, first and goal from the 4. Going right to left, looking for their second score early in this first quarter against Alma Center Lincoln. Holm, pitch out Moulton. Moulton's got daylight and a touchdown as he hurdles into the end zone, and the Macs lead it 12-0. So third and 10 now for the junior, Adam Massman, from the pistol. Two receivers right, one to the left. Back to pack, here comes that heavy McDonald pass rush, and a pickoff, and there's the interception. Isaac Crawford in the secondary, the junior starter for head coach Mark Maloney, his first interception on the season. And faking it and rolling and then pitching it to Moulton, it bounces. He's going to grab it and run it in for a score. So forget the first down, it's a touchdown McDonald. They lead it 19-0. And now for McDonald from the 22-yard line after another first down, and taking it into the end zone for the touchdown is Eli Stepp, and the Macs lead at 26-0. Second and goal from the 6, handoff Moulton right into the end zone, touchdown McDonald, leads at 33-0. Moulton handoff, pounding his way, and he's going to go all the way, Dawson Moulton. Oh, talked out around the 10-yard line. I thought he was going to bust it all the way from the 33. He goes all the way, got the first down for sure, to the 11-yard line, a gain of 22 for Moulton. He goes over 100 on the night. So now from the 11-yard line, McDonald, and the handoff, Eli Stepp going to pound his way and churn his way into the end zone for the touchdown. Macs lead it 40-0 with 7 minutes to go first half. And, there's a handoff, Moulton, the 40, the 35, the 30. He's going to cut it back in the field, still trying to go all the way down the field. He's pushed out about the 12 or 13 yard line. Dawson Moulton busting a run for over 30 yards, taking him well toward the 150-yard mark on the night. Cale Holm, handoff, Eli Stepp. He's going to charge ahead and blast into the end zone for another Macs touchdown. 46-8 now. Third and 2, need to get to the 40 from the 38. Massman in the pistol, looking down the field. High ball in the air, and Isaac Crawford gets his second interception of the night, and the Macs take over. The Macs going away from Eli Stepp on the return here, and have number 14 for McDonald, Hayden Christofferson. And down the left sideline, Christofferson making his way through the defenders and down to the 20-yard line. Hayden Christofferson, a terrific return of more than 20 yards. And now Bogus up the middle, and they're going to get it into the end zone, and another McDonald touchdown as this one goes to number 6 for the Macs. Desian Matthews gets his first score of the night.
Tonight, the competition stiffens for McDonald as they face Clayton, the Clayton Bears, out of the North Central West Conference, off their 27-25 season opening win last Friday night at Frederick. It's Clayton at McDonald. Eight player action, week 2, coming next on WOGO Sports and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook.
McDonald Macs football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Macs is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolay Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Now with the Macs pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO. Go Macs! Your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Grant Smisky getting ready to bring you McDonald and Clayton tonight. Second game in as many nights after a chi-high win over Oakland Memorial in this very field last night. And these two have built up quite a rivalry, Seth. The Max on October 27th of 2023 winning a level two game there at Clayton, deemed an upset. The Max winning at 42-39 in a thriller. You and I there for that. And then last year at the start of the season, you and Caleb on the call as the Max eke it out 27-26. And so as you'll hear in a short time, the Clayton head coach saying, you know, enough of close. We'd like to beat you guys. So
oh, I bet they would. It's got to be sticking with them here. And, you know, Clayton's good, well-coached football team. And I think they lost a couple of their big guys last year, so I don't know how that's going to play out here. But, you know, it's a good team. They got some talent. They got a really good quarterback that can move. So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, meanwhile, the Max coming off of a big 59-24 win last week, which we had for you last Friday night on WOGO Sports. And then also a very narrow victory, 27-25 for Clayton. So two undefeated teams, the Max from the North Central East against Clayton from the North Central West. Should be a good one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one. I think McDonald may have a little easier time tonight than past years, but who knows.
And Grant is with me here, too, and I know you don't have your mic necessarily on, but just to put, you were telling me you came back from college. You were at St. Mary's there in Winona, and you came back. You said, I wanted to be a part of Clayton. Talk about playing in those two games against the Bears.
They were both obviously really close games, very exciting. The first time we played them junior year, we were down, I think, 19 points at one point, and just being able to come back and win that game was really exciting. This is a really solid, very good football team. They're very well coached, and I think it should be a pretty good game. But yeah, last year we were up big, and then they came back, and then David Anderson had a huge play at the very end to kind of give us the win, and that ended up being a huge play at the end of the year for sure.
All right, thanks, Grant. Going to be great to have him on the sidelines tonight for this one, as it was a week ago. When we come back in 3 minutes, we'll hear from the head coach of the Clayton Bears, Coach Crows, and then later Coach Maloney. This is Max Football on WOGO Sports.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard-to-reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates, call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chai High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chai High or McDonald Athletic Programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get two for $13 Ovenworks Pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. RiverCountryCoop.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Max pregame on FM 103.1, AM 680, Wogo.com, and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Richard Crowes, head coach of the Clayton Bears, with us. And, Coach, you come in off a thrilling 27-25 win over Frederick. Tell us about it.
Played a very good Frederick team. They brought back a lot of talent. Our guys played well that night. Did just enough to win the football game.
An incredibly competitive, memorable games between these two squads. Going back a couple of years, that level two game at your place, 42-39, McDonald ekes it out. And then that game early in the season as well, could have gone either way.
Yeah, we've had some good battles with McDonald the past couple of years. So this is our first time up in Chippewa Falls to play them. Hope it's another good game. Hope we're on the right side of this one, though.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of what's your overview of your squad this year in terms of what you got?
We bring back some solid players. So Dane Mum was our quarterback last year. He's going to be a big part of our offense, big part of our defense. Kane Caceres is going to lead our defense this season. So got some solid players leading us this year.
What about trying to stop McDonald? Obviously, Smisky, the four-year starter, gone at quarterback. David Anderson, obviously. But, boy, that backfield looked pretty special for the Max last week.
Yeah, they did. They run the ball very well. It'll be a different game the last two times. A lot of guys are gone from both those two games.
Right.
So
right.
This should be a good matchup.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Head Coach Richard Crowes of Clayton coming up. Mark Maloney of the McDonald Max as we get closer to kickoff on this Friday night. This is Max Football back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. As the rivalry of recent years renewed tonight, McDonald and Clayton, we heard from Richard Crowes, the head coach of the Bears, a moment ago. And, Coach, first off, last week, 59-24. The offense really trucking right along for you there.
Yeah, I think our offense, it's like I told the kids tonight, you know, I think our defense has to win this game. Our offense is going to put points up on the board, so our defense needs to just step it up tonight, and that's kind of where we're concentrating tonight is to try to slow these guys down. They got a good team.
Yeah. Dane Mum, an excellent senior quarterback, leading them to a narrow win over Frederick last week.
Yeah, you know, and again, they got some good players, you know, and Mum's, you know, he made him some good stats last year, so, yeah, we got to keep him contained, and then they got a pretty good running back there, too, so... We've got to contain them. Our defense has to just play really, really good ball tonight.
And again, I mean, you know, when we say the offense last week, I mean, the defense was impressive. I mean, you had a lot of pressure going. In terms of the depth of the defense, that's maybe not where you want it to be.
Right. Again, you know, if we can stop the run pretty well, you know, and we worked a lot on our pass defense because that's the only time that almost center scored on us was thrown over the top.
Right.
So, if we can stop Clayton's running game, make them throw the ball, and Mum's a good quarterback, but you know, hopefully we can contain the receivers in that aspect.
A couple of guys out with injury tonight.
Yeah, we got Caleb Bleet, you know, and he was looking really, really good at nose guard. He practiced really well Wednesday night and said he had a doctor appointment on Thursday morning, and they told him that you know, his back's been bugging him, and they said, well, no football he's got to get some medical attention to that, and you know, and then get released to come back. So that's going to, you know, that's a big hole to fill on defense.
Who's going to step in there?
Probably Grant Sokup is going to move in that nose guard there. So, and, you know, Grant's a big boy too, and not as quick as Caleb is, but, you know, hopefully he can fill that hole. And then Gavin Smitsky's had a back issue for a couple of weeks now, and he didn't play much last week anyway. And he sat out all this week on practice, so... He's got to get his back resolved, too. So we got a couple of back injuries we got to take care of.
Lastly, Coach, the key for your club tonight to come out of here 2-0?
Again, it's the defense. That's our key tonight is to make our defense stop these guys, keep them off the board. We struggled against this team every year. Mm-hmm. You know, we pulled a big upset off in the playoffs, and then last year we beat them by one or two.
27-26,
you know? Yeah. Yeah, so... you know, we just got to come out and set the tone tonight.
Very good. Coach, we'll talk to you afterwards. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, Coach Mark Maloney, as we're getting closer to kickoff here on this football Friday night at the end of August, it's McDonald and Clayton getting ever closer here on WOGO Sports. Back in 2 minutes, this is Max Football.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on in your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages. Don't miss Customer Appreciation Day, September 18th from 3 to 6. Free food, prizes, and sign up on-site for contracts for the heating season to make sure you're ready for the winter ahead. Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, September 18th from 3 to 6 at Quality Propane in Chippewa Falls.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Max football edging ever closer, a minute 20 on the clock, so time for our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson with Seth Smisky. I don't know, I see Grant on the sideline, so I'm encouraging Cale home. We'll see if we get his Toys and Ford keys to the game. When we start with you, Dad, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Coach Maloney there.
Can't go wrong agreeing with the coach, right?
No. And especially tonight, that defense, they got to get pressure on him and keep that quarterback contained because he's so much a part of their offense.
Right.
And that secondary, they're going to get tested a little bit tonight, and they're going to have to hold up.
I think it's the backups in the secondary where it got a little thinner. But, Grant, are you with us? What's your Toys and Ford keys to the game?
I think, stick to your fundamentals, block well, tackle well, and take care of the football.
There you go. Those are the two Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. All right. It is McDonald and also the Clayton Bears coming tonight on WOGO Sports. If you have a need for anything, glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. Let me set our cast for you here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Our radio producers, Colin Nichols, game two, training in with Dawson Halverson's tutelage tonight. And here at the game, Caleb Swenson was assisting Sam Aberley, and Sam is manning the control tonight. So thanks to him, Seth Smisky and Grant Smisky joining me on the broadcast. So should be a good one. And again, hope you caught our volleyball coverage this week on WOGO Sports, the live stream on YouTube as well. Understand the Chahai girls going on to four wins at volleyball at Stout today, and the max, I think, 3-1. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the starting lineups, and we'll get closer to football action. Our first 12-minute quarter is just moments away on WOGO on this football Friday night. This is Max Football.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
All right, just to our crew back at the station, Dawson, I'm texting you, so just be aware if we have an issue to text it. I am texting you for communication purposes. Okay, we've got the Clayton Bears and the Macs both introduced as a team as we get ready to start. And again, I defer to Seth as I'm in terms
really,
of the descriptions. Yeah,
this again.
It's your new role.
Okay, well. The McDonald going with the yellow pants tonight, blue jerseys, accented with yellow numbers, blue helmets, and Clayton has on all white jerseys with a black stripe going down the pants and blue-black numbers.
All right, there we go. You can get a job in the fashion industry.
Yeah.
All right, well, again, last week things got started. Clayton enjoyed a tight ball game for the Macs. Kind of a blowout, obviously, but nonetheless sensing a stiffer test potentially here tonight.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems with a game like last week is you kind of don't know really yet what you have. So I think tonight we're going to find a lot out about this team.
Yeah. Grant, what are your thoughts here as we're moments away from kickoff?
I think that if they just play their game tonight, McDonald, if they just play their game and, like I said, stick to the fundamentals, they should be just fine.
All right, the Macs have Eli Stepp and Dawson Moulton back to receive. Moulton on the far side and on the near side, and we've got football underway here. And running it and bursting down the right sideline and going all the way for the touchdown is the McDonald runner, Luke Anderson, for the score. How about that?
Wow, Luke really showing off his speed right there. That was impressive.
Not only did the Clayton defense get burned, but I was not ready to record the first highlight, so I got torched as well. With 12 seconds into the game and the Macs lead at 6-0. How about that? Wow. What did you think, Grant, on that one?
That was a very good block by Mason Bussey on the edge, and that was really all that he needed. Luke needed to break one tackle, and then it was just hit the Jets.
He's got some speed.
It's hard to live in the shadow of your brother, but he showed something there,
yeah.
Didn't he? Yeah.
Yep. You know, and they squibbed that ball to keep it away.
Here we go. The ball is down, and the boot is up and good by Holmes. So 7-0, Max, back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Luke Anderson takes it, they're saying, in the booth here, 70 yards for the kickoff return. Extra point good, 7-0 McDonald. What a tone setter here out of the gates against Clayton. All right, here we go. There's the boot by Crawford. It's going to go deep fielded inside the 10, about the 8-yard line. And the return ahead to the 24, and then gang tackling by McDonald, pushing the returner back to the 20 or 21-yard line. And that was Dane Mum, the quarterback. Again, it happens in 8-player football sometimes. The quarterback run back kicks, but that's how talented Dane Mum is, right, guys?
Yes, you know, if you got an athlete like that, you get him out there as much as you can and get the ball in his hands as much as you can.
So they're going to give him forward progress to the 23, where it'll be first and 10 for Clayton. And, again, Dane Mum, the 6'1", 185-pound senior. He is the primary threat, but also look out for Owen Anderson and Brody Curtis, they tell me. And there's a whistle right at the outset of this play. Illegal procedure against Clayton. So they give up a 70-yard kickoff return and a penalty right out of the gate for the Bears.
Not the start that you would want visiting here for sure. And not what we've seen in past years either.
And, you know, I think rightfully noting, in fact, in the pregame was Coach Crow saying, you know, a lot of the guys of those two memorable games are gone.
Yes.
Certainly for both squads. Mum was just a sophomore when, again, so impressive a couple years ago, even last year as a junior. Now from the pistol, he'll take it. First and 15, backed up at the 18, and he rifles one incomplete over the head on the far side. But I don't know. I guess I was a little surprised Clayton coming out throwing.
I think they want to. I mean, that is one of the things that stresses a defense most is when you can spread them out, and really put a lot of pressure on that defense, because you know it's the numbers game, right? But
right.
When you got a quarterback that's as athletic as him, I think it benefits them.
Isaiah Giblin off to this side, two receivers to the right. From the pistol again, and boy, another, it looks like illegal procedure, another one, and so 10 yards in penalties, and it's going to be second and 20 for Clayton, backed up to their own 13-yard line as they go right to left here. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RC accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA.
Look like one of the receivers went in motion, and he ultimately was going to get the ball, and he turned up field before the snap of the ball, and that's what they got.
The right tackle also twitched.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right before the snap.
Second
okay.
and 20 from the 13, and Mum, handoff up the middle, and not much doing there.
Ball's on the ground.
And the ball is out loose, and it's going to be McDonald football coming out of there. And the Max creating a turnover on the handoff to Owen Anderson, and a short gain, and it turns into Max football.
Well, what a start for the Max, and if you're Clayton, you're like, boy, things couldn't be going much worse.
That's for sure. And so, again, Anderson, just a short gain that time, and really stopped and fumble lost, and now the Max take over. Cale home, the quarterback, I formation behind him. Hand off Moulton, left side, banging into that Clayton defense, and he gets inside the 10. Still going with those legs all the way to about the 5-yard line. What a run by Moulton. So it creates a second and short for McDonald, and they put it at the 5-yard line. Original line of scrimmage deemed about the 12, it looks like. So second and 3 at the 5, a gain of 7 for Moulton, who last week carried the rock 17 times for 168 yards and 4, count them, 4 touchdowns. And not bad for Eli Stepp, 10 carries for 22 yards and 3 touchdowns for Eli. I think touchdowns on his last 3 runs. All right, under center now, home. And he'll hand it to Eli Stepp, and he'll dash off the left side and into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald leads it 13-0.
Once again, that duo of Eli and Dawson, it's pretty special.
And again, you know, we've had really good running back with Dawson as he's been in that backfield for all 4 years now. But again, healthy in terms of the shoulders, and again, Eli's game stepping it up. And you just talk about that trifecta of seniors back there with Cale getting the nod at quarterback as well, as he'll try to convert the extra point. The hold by Moulton, and the kick is good. 14-0 McDonald, back in a minute. Big lead early for the Max over Clayton on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on in your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages. Don't miss Customer Appreciation Day, September 18th from 3 to 6. Free food, prizes, and sign up on-site for contracts for the heating season to make sure you're ready for the winter ahead. Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, September 18th from 3 to 6 at Quality Propane in Chippewa Falls.
14-0 McDonald, and now the kickoff is underway and out to the 30-yard line, but a pretty big hit laid on the returner, Alex Young, the sophomore.
That was on...
It was 5'8", 108, and 45.
Luke Anderson coming down and making a tackle on that one.
So the 32-yard line is the start point for Clayton as they're in a big 14-0 hole here early, less than 90 seconds into the game. And Mum on the handoff, and they'll pound the rock up the middle for 3, maybe 4 yards. And the running back, again, they go right back to Owen Anderson, who fumbled the last handoff and takes it to the 36 for a gain of 4. Well,
I'm thinking the coach is probably thinking maybe that's how we should have started it out last time instead of two penalties and a high throw. But, you know, but they could come down here and strike real quick and be right back in it. So.
Well, remember, they had to come back a couple of years ago, too, right? In fact, even last year. And now Mum's going to take it to the near side, and then the McDonald defense stops him, pretty much no gain. And, Grant, you got to like the gang tackling you're seeing from your former teammates. Grant.
Sorry, the headphone isn't as good this week. What was that?
You got to like the gang tackling you're seeing from your Max here.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to see 8 hats to the ball. Mason did a really good job of setting the edge there, and then he got some help from everybody else.
Creating a 3rd down and 5, a big 3rd and 5 for Clayton early in the game, down 14-0. The Max jumping on him quick. I wasn't thinking running clock coming in, but you never know, scoring like lightning this early. And from the pistol, it's Mum, and we've got a whistle and a timeout. Clayton, we'll take a break as well. 9:14 to go, first quarter. Max up 14-0, big 3rd and 5 for Clayton. When we come back on WOGO Sports, this is Max Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Down and 5-4 Clayton, trailing it 14-0. Dane Mum in the pistol. The senior quarterback takes the snap, looking to pass. Now a run out of that, and he will get the first down on the near side and out about midfield. So a good run by Mum, and that's why he's so talented. 13-yard run for him.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it stresses the defense out when you take all those defenders out of the play. You know, when they're in coverage, and a quarterback athletic as him, you know, he can move around pretty easy, and that's where contain with the D line is huge.
First down for Clayton. They go at the 50-yard line, and they get some big offensive linemen. Trying to tell you about here, and now again from the pistol, and the receiver in motion to the near side, and Mum's going to take it himself right up the middle, slamming against the would-be tackler, and then pushed back. We'll see where forward progress gives him with the original line of scrimmage, the 50. And they're going to award him up to the 48, so three carries for 16 on the night now for Dane Mum.
Ryan getting in there and getting that tackle. It's when you, I mean, those are two big dudes down there,
yeah,
with Ryan and Mason, and
right.
I mean, you don't and Sokup. He's probably bigger than all three, but they're all both Mason and Ryan. That's a huge front there.
And second and 8, and there's the handoff, and this is going to be Curtis. It looks like for a minimal gain, maybe 1 yard for Brody Curtis. The 5'10", 150-pound junior. Now they're going to give him back to the original line of scrimmage. So nothing doing for Curtis. It creates a 3rd and 8.
I think Grant Sokup got the tackle there by pushing the center right back into the running back. So great work by him.
And Grant is in for Caleb Leet at that position tonight, that nose guard position. And so good to see that because, again, Coach Maloney said in the pregame, he said the offense will do what they do, but it's the defense that's key tonight. 3rd down and 8. Clock inside at 7:45 left here in the first quarter, and taking it to the right side, and they're going to get a 4-yard loss. Dane Mum, and who got him that time?
That was Eli.
Fantastic job by Eli Stepp, and the Macs have given him a loss of 3 on the play back to the 49 of Clayton, and it's 4th and 11 for the Bears, likely going for it with the clock rolling. 7:24 to go, first quarter, down 14-0.
I really thought they were going to try throwing the ball there. I'm surprised they tried running them again.
So 4th and 11 for Clayton after getting one first down. Can they string together another here? From the shotgun, receiver in motion to the far side is Anderson. And they finally get it. Mum's going to quick kick it. And he's going to, and again, it's going to roll into the end zone. So a 51-yard punt. The Macs will get it at the 20-yard line. Well, look for Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. That's a lot. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. All right, well, 14-0, guys, and a chance to go up by 3 touchdowns here. We're not even at the midway point of the first quarter.
Well, it's just, I didn't expect it to go like this. I thought...
And if you're Coach maybe. Mark Maloney, you got to be pleased with that defense. Gave up one first down, but then a stand, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, this could be, in a play or two, we could be looking at another score. You never know with this offense. So,
all right. So under center now, Cale Holm, and the handoff, Moulton, and almost tackled behind the line of scrimmage by 5 yards. He makes a 5-yard gain out of it, and then running out of bounds on the near side, a gain of about 6, it looks like. We'll see where the mark is.
Yeah,
give him 6 on the play.
You can just tell Dawson's just running so much. You know, the confidence is there, and you can just tell he's different from last year. And he spent a lot of time in the weight room this summer.
And is that where you're talking about the shoulder? I mean, Grant, do you know, like, how did the shoulders bother him last year?
I think a lot of it was just in the weight room. He wasn't able to prepare himself. He didn't have a full season to prepare himself. And I know this year Ryan said a week before the practice started that he thinks Dawson put on 15 pounds of muscle.
Huh. There's a ball coming out of there, and the penalty. Max get their first penalty of the game. You know, oddly enough, McDonald without a first down, but that's because they had a 70-yard kickoff return from Luke Anderson on the very first play of the game, and then also taking over after the lost fumble by Owen Anderson and scoring on the second carry. So it's not about, just like baseball, it's not about how many hits, it's about runs, and this is about the points on the scoreboard. All right, McDonald now make it a 2nd and 9 from their own 21, going left to right. Holm under center, pitch out deep to Moulton. Moulton bursting off the left side, the 30. He may go, the 40, the 50, the 40, the 35, the 30. Dawson Moulton all the way to the house, touchdown. Wow.
Wow. He He had a hole to run through that was just ginormous, and there wasn't many people in front of him that weren't blocked.
A 79-yard touchdown run. That won't hurt the running average. 3 carries for 92 yards and his 5th touchdown of the season.
Wow. Yeah, he's got some speed. He's got power too, though, right?
Yeah.
When he rounded the corner there, there wasn't anybody that was going to catch him.
It's like it's the football version of a home run right there.
Yep. Wow.
And now Cale Holm looking to make it 21-0. The boot is through the uprights. 21-0. Max up by 3 touchdowns. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is exciting Max football.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
21-0. McDonald, a kickoff return for a touchdown, a 5-yard touchdown run by Eli Stepp, and now a 79-yard touchdown run by Dawson Moulton. And here's the boot from Isaac Crawford right down the middle, and it's going to go. Oh, it went out. You know, it's a much more narrow field than 11-player football. And so you take significant amount off of each side, and what looked like it was down the middle.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, went out of bounds, so they'll get it at the 35.
I was curious if they were going to try stretching a field with a couple passes over the top to Luke Anderson tonight.
Yeah.
But the way they're running the football and the score, they may not get that opportunity.
Well, they were supposed to throw the penalty that the Mags had right there. Luke got an early start. I think he was a little excited.
Okay.
All right, from the 35-yard line now, trailing 21-0. So Dane Mum, the 6'1", 185-pound senior, a screen pass on the right side, and it's completed out there to Curtis, number 5, Brody Curtis.
And I'm surprised that it's taken Clayton this long to get back to the pass, because that pass that he overthrew, he had two guys open, and he just overthrew the ball and probably just nerves a little bit.
Second first down for Clayton, and their first completed pass, a 12-yard gain to Curtis. And now first and 10 from the 47 from the pistol, and he's going to run it. Dane Mum in a high tackle attempt, and then they gang up on him. And did he fumble it again?
Yep, Eli caused the fumble.
Oh, wow. McDonald's got the football. Wow, for Clayton after they get a first down, and then Mum, who is so dangerous, running out of there, and they knock him down, and any idea who caused it or recovered it, Grant? They got a player down for Clayton. McDonald ball at the 46-yard line.
Yeah, wow. I think it was Eli filling in there.
Okay, and the Max going to their knees here. Is that Dane Mum?
It is.
I was going to say that they got to quit running with Dane as much. I think that that's like the third or fourth really big shot he's taken today.
And well, you know, when you say that, though, I mean, sometimes they run straight out of the play, but then certainly they love to have him go back to pass and run out of that. That's just part of who they are, right?
Yes, absolutely. And Eli came flying in there.
Okay, he's up under his own power and walking it off. So, all right, 21-0 McDonald, 5:48 to go first quarter. And he is hobbling a little bit, though.
He is. I think he'll be back. I don't think he'll be playing. Maybe he won't be playing defense much tonight anymore.
All right, so in his senior year. The Macs have seen him in two memorable games before, level two of the playoffs in October of 2023, a 42-39 McDonald win, and also a narrow 27-26 win where Clayton not able to get the two-point conversion in the Macs defense, David Anderson stepping up. So now the Macs at the 46 of Clayton, 5:48 to go first quarter, leading at 21-0. You're on WOGO Sports and our cast of thousands. And they fake to Moulton, and it's a handoff. Eli Steppen, he breaks into the secondary, and Steppen go all the way. Touchdown, 46-yard Eli Steppen. Seven nothing McDonald. Wow.
I guess I don't even really know what to say at this point. I mean, it's,
how about this? Eli Stepp's last five carries dating back to last game have been touchdowns.
That is amazing.
All right. Well, Dawson Moulton the hold for Cale Holm to make it 28-0 with 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. Over visiting Clayton. The ball down. Holmes going to boot it. And it's through for a 28-0 lead. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
20 below. Foot of snow. What? What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wurzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Minutes and 20 seconds into this eight-player football game, McDonald 28 and Clayton nothing.
Yeah, I mean, we have four touchdowns and probably ran eight offensive plays. I don't know.
Yeah, we have four touchdowns and we have no first downs. So there we go. All right, Isaac Croft, we're going to try to keep it up the middle, and he boots it deep, and it's going to be fielded there by Curtis, and he'll run it out of there to the 15, the 20, up the middle of the field to about the 24-yard line. And a sea of blue jerseys taking him down there. And among them, for McDonald, Luke Anderson, and on the action. So, all right, the 24-yard line, first and 10. And Dane Mum on the sidelines right now. And so we'll see who they turn to here at quarterback. Again, it's 21 players on the roster, so it's not endless there. And it looks like Alex Young, the sophomore, number two. And he'll take it and hand it off. And there's the handoff at the Macs defense converging on Brody Curtis for his second carry of the game. And line of scrimmage was the 24. He definitely lost yardage.
So Eli Stepp, you can just tell he's...
Yeah, go ahead.
He is just feeling it. I mean, he is everywhere on defense. And
I don't get this. They gave him a yard on that?
I'm surprised.
Okay,
by that.
I mean, he got completely... All right, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll call it hospitality, I guess.
And when you got a big old D-line like that just gobbling up guys, and Eli can just come in and fill, and he's not even getting touched. And he's so fast. He's there so fast.
Yeah, we've been calling his name here tonight. And now from the pistol, and Alex Young trying to go to the right side, and the Macs converging on him there and getting him for the loss. Ryan Smisky, the senior, in on that one.
That was a broken play from the beginning. I think the quarterback thought he was handing it off, and the running back thought that he was supposed to be blocking for the quarterback.
Gotcha.
And obviously, Alex Young, as a sophomore at 5'8", 145, he's not Dane Mum. So, all right, it creates a third down and 14. They need to get to the 34. They're at their own 20 going right to left. Alex Young, the sophomore, in relief of senior Dane Mum. And back to pass now. He'll heave one in the air, and Crawford has his third interception of the season. Isaac Crawford, and he's looking for some blockers now. Isaac looking to take it to the house, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10. He's down inside the 10-yard line. First and 10, McDonald, first and goal for the Max.
Yeah, Isaac having some time, you know, after he caught the ball to direct a little traffic there and got a wall out in front of him and was able to make a good return on that.
So Alex Young's first pass is an interception, and now the Max take over first and goal at the 8-yard line, leading it 28-0. Under center, home. And pitch out deep. Moulton looking for that touchdown. He's going to run it in without even being touched. With 3:46 to go in the half, it's 34-0 McDonald.
Eli laid a massive block on the defensive end on that play right there.
That's teamwork.
Eli has come to play.
Yeah. All right, well, Cale home now with Dawson Moulton holding, looking to get to 35, and this is only the first quarter, and there's a lot of time left in it. 3:46 still. The ball is down. The boot is up, and home is 5 for 5 on extra points tonight. We'll take a minute break when we come back. The Max kicking off, leading at 35-0 over Clayton on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
That your local employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keep your home comfortable all throughout the year. Kurth Heating and Cooling. Well, just checking the Max schedule next week at Lake Holcomb, and then they are home hosting Owen Withy in a Thursday, September 11th game that Caleb Swenson will be your have the call here on WOGO Sports along with you, Seth. And there's the squib kick down to about the 25-yard line and fielded there by Clayton, and a very short return. But as you look at the schedule, again, continue to play this out, try to stay healthy, continue to get better every game. But one can't help but look at the Gilman game on September 19th, because Gilman, a big winner over Owen Withy last week. They seem to be solid this year, and so that game certainly one that attracts attention. But right now, 3:41 left in this first quarter, and Dane Mum's still in the sidelines, I believe. So it's going to stay Alex Young. And I don't know if we'll see
I kind of think we're not going to see him back out there.
And so now they go with the sophomore Young, trying to get something going. They had the one first down earlier, and Young running it himself up the middle, and no gain. And the Max defense, they look hungry. They look ferocious tonight.
Oh, they are. They really came to play tonight, and they're just swarming to the ball.
So make it the run was more of a wildcat that Brody Curtis was the ball carrier, but no gain on the play, and it creates a second and 10 now for visiting Clayton as the Max number 6, Desian Matthews, checking out. Clock ticking inside, approaching 3 minutes left in the. So we've only played 9 minutes, but boy, it's been a high scoring 9 minutes for the Max. And so, second now, they're going to go Curtis again. And Curtis up the middle, and he's able to break through initial force of the McDonald defense. And so Brody Curtis operating more as that wildcat quarterback after they tried Alex Young a bit last possession. And Curtis going for 8 to the, well, 8, we'll call it the 38-yard line. So 3rd and 2, they need to get to the 40. It's a long 2 here for the visiting Clayton Bears. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field is the coach, and in the courtroom, Dave Check of the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Clayton coming to the line of scrimmage now with Brody Curtis, the junior, 5'10", 150-pound junior. He'll take the snap from the pistol, and good defense by the Max getting in there, and they stop any kind of effort to get him for a loss.
Justin Quall in there on that play there. He's spelling out Mason Bussey.
And Ryan Smisky as well, I believe. So, okay. So a two-yard loss in the play, and it's a 4th and 4 now for Clayton. Looking for that. They do have 2 first downs in the night, so 2 first downs earlier, but trailing 35 to nothing. Huddling up here in this 8-player game on WOGO Sports. You can check our WOGO Sports calendar at WOGO.com. Volleyball and football this fall for the first time. Volleyball on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and on the handoff, a flag is thrown. And it's against Clayton again.
Went from 3rd and manageable, and now about
3rd and 9.
4th and impossible.
Yep. Make it, 4th and 9, 4th and 10, really backing him up just beyond the 30-yard line.
And the Clayton quarterback, he did take off his rib protector, so okay. I'd be surprised if we see him again tonight.
Yeah, at this point, with the score, what it is.
And a huge blow to them.
Yeah.
But obviously, they got the rest of their season, and he's so vital to it. So.
Yep.
All right, back into a punting formation. And a timeout is called by Clayton. We'll take a break as well. Back in 30 seconds, Chi High. This is McDonald Football on WOGO Sports.
Time to get away. It's adventure play.
Metropolis Resort is turning 20, and we're celebrating all summer long. Special park deals, hotel deals, weekly giveaways, and one epic grand prize you won't believe. We're giving away a car. Learn more about our 20-year celebration at metropolisresort.com and help us celebrate 20 years in the Chippewa Valley all summer long.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus, wisconsinsurplus.com. 59.7 seconds left in this first quarter. McDonald leading at 35-0. They've reached the benchmark for a running clock. The problem is that's not employed generally until the second half, although, Seth, we saw some last week late in the first half. Kind of if both teams agree, you can utilize it, and we did have a running clock in the last several minutes of the first half last week.
Yeah, and I think
all right, we'll see.
Yeah.
Punting situation now for Clayton on the 4th and 9, 4th and 10. And there's the boot, and Max going to let it go as that was Hayden Christopherson, who had a nice return last week. It goes out of bounds on the far side about the 27-yard line where the Max will take over here. Compassion and kindness in the moments you need it most. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Learn more at PetersonVolker.com. That's PetersonVolker.com.
Yeah, last week, you know, maybe they had that discussion thinking maybe that's the way, but I don't think they would have had, you know, I guess I expected a closer game tonight.
You're right,
so
right.
They probably didn't have that talk. So
yeah, and I got to say, you know, in talking to the Clayton head coach, Richard Crows, beforehand, I mean, you know, just bringing up, I'm like, oh, coach, you've been very competitive. And he's like, yeah, well, we're hoping for a different result tonight. So certainly was thinking along those lines. All right, the Max 1st and 10 from their own 27, leading at 35-0. Starters remain in there. Holm running to the right side. Here comes the chase by Clayton. They want to try a pass. They're going to heave one down the middle of the field. And, Ryan Smisky runs into the referee, incomplete. But the referee was right in the path of Ryan Smisky, and Ryan might have had it for a touchdown.
Definitely would have been probably the best receiving play of Ryan's career. And
well, you know what?
The official was playing defense.
And what do you do with that? Because there are, he's trying to do his job, but
You really don't see that often.
No,
that
no.
was something you want to try to avoid. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to be watching the action, but not a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen something
that was pretty,
as egregious
right.
as that.
I'm with you. How about you, Grant?
That was one of the more unfortunate things I've ever seen.
I know.
I'm glad the ref didn't get hurt because Ryan's a big boy. And
yeah.
All right, second and 10 now for the Max, leading in 35-0. And the handoff, Moulton, off the near side, and then he'll cut back into the middle, still churning those legs. And, boy, he's hard to bring down. It takes a number of the white jerseys for Clayton to finally get him down at about the 36-yard line, a gain of 9 for Moulton, who now goes over the 100-yard mark, guys. 4 carries, 101 yards. Can he try to pick it up a little? 25 yards a carry isn't good enough.
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan, he's been blocking for these guys hard the past two games, just giving them just gaudy numbers, and he gets, gets a shot at a touchdown.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully they'll be. It's only the second game of the season.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure they'll be.
Third and one, and there's the handoff, and Eli step breaking. He's got somebody holding on to his jersey.
Ooh.
Get down at the 45-yard line, and Curtis able to pull him down from behind after the 19-yard run for Eli Stepp. And, boy, he did not run for a touchdown. First time in his last 6 carries, he did not run for a touchdown. But he did run for a first down to end the quarter. And that's another McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Back in a minute. Max lead at 35-0 over Clayton on WDOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over 2 decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on in your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages. Don't miss Customer Appreciation Day, September 18th from 3 to 6. Free food, prizes, and sign up on-site for contracts for the heating season to make sure you're ready for the winter ahead. Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, September 18th from 3 to 6 at Quality Propane in Chippewa Falls.
To the second quarter we go after the 19-yard run by Eli Stepp. There's that dynamic duo in the backfield. 7 carries for 171 yards and 3 touchdowns tonight. Last week they had 27 carries for 290 yards and 7 touchdowns. Wow, some incredibly gaudy numbers there in the, I think, the 8-player ranks statewide. That's got to stand out, doesn't it?
Oh, I think so.
And yeah, I would imagine.
Unfortunately, Eli a little banged up on that last play. They kind of, when they pulled him down.
Head up the middle and gain of just a short gain for Eli's sub, Dessian Matthews, the senior, who no gain on the play.
Yeah, they landed on his ankle, it looked like. So I don't know if we'll even see Eli again tonight.
Okay.
Just I don't think it was anything like really bad, but it's just when you're up by this amount, why push it?
He'd been so impressive offensively and defensively.
Well, Eli said that he's going back. He decided that he was going to go
back. He was going back in.
The love of the game, but be wise, Eli. Be wise.
Yep.
Second and 10. Home play action, rolls out to the left. He's going to toss one, a floater down the left sideline, incomplete, intended for Luke Anderson. Pretty good coverage that time by number 23, Nathan Peterson, the senior, the defensive back for Clayton.
That was really good coverage. He was right with him. He got his head turned, so not much you could do about that. I will probably mention to Luke after the game that he probably could have went up over top of that guy and caught it.
What are you going to say to Ryan about running into the ref?
Yeah.
He's your nephew, right?
Yeah, Ryan, that's just a minor issue. You still probably should have got
it. Ryan, you still
got
to catch it. Don't give me that, I ran into the ref stuff. Third and 10 now from the Clayton 45. Max leading at 35-0. Running clock delayed typically until the second half. Although we're already at 8.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And the spin move, and shaking free, Moulton, shaking free, and he's going to go the 40, the 35. He was spun touchdown, Dawson Knowlton from 45 yards out. It looked like they had him for a significant loss, but they never brought him down. There was no whistle, and Dawson Knowlton just kept going for a 45-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, perfect example right there. That's why you wrap up when you tackle. You can't just run into him. And not, especially a guy like Dawson. He's just too powerful.
Grant, your teammate, Dawson Knowlton, I mean, he's got that eye of the tiger this year, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's playing with a fire right now. And even on, like, the sideline, you can tell. I mean, he is just fired up every single minute of the games.
The ball is down and home for his sixth extra point, and it is good. 42-0 max. 8:16 left in the first half. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is exciting Max football.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bitter, 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 bitter. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
All right, already a running clock here with 8:16 to go. I kind of thought, again, not keeping our eye on the clock every second. As the Brewers lead in Toronto 2-0 in the top of the sixth, and McDonald leads it here 42-0, 8:16 left in this first half. But, you know, we did have an incomplete pass, and so the clock was continuing to run there. And so Isaac Crawford to continue to get practice. A lot of practice early in the season for extra points and kickoffs.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good thing.
And Isaac Crawford and lays his toe into that one, and it's going to go all the way into the end zone, and it'll be at the 20-yard. Yeah, they had, you woofed because it almost came short of the end zone, didn't it?
It did. It hit the ground, and it just almost stopped.
Hey, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. All right, so the 20-yard line for Clayton, and they've gone with a couple of that backups. Alex Young, the sophomore, deferring to Brody Curtis. And I would imagine it'd be Curtis, the 5'10", 150-pound junior again. With the clock now, I think we'll get the clock going here. But anyhow, 8:16 left in this first half. And now we've got another player for Clayton out here. He'll get his number. And he is a tall drink of water. And there is the McDonald defense surging on the ball carrier, Carson Yeske, a sophomore.
And it looks like number 28 for Clayton. He's on the sitting on the bench without his helmet. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if he was done either.
So Owen Anderson out as well. And so Yeske, number 29, carrying there for the first time tonight.
Hayden Christofferson in on that tackle. Looks like there's a lot of subs in on defense right now.
No gain on the play. Second and 10, and there's a pass incomplete. And I believe it looks like the freshman quarterback, Aiden Schradel. And online, we're able to access some of the stats. It's interesting. The program doesn't give us heights or weights, but you were able to get some at wizsports.net, but unfortunately not for Aiden Schradel. But he's tall.
He is.
He's 6'3", 6'4", something. I mean, just wouldn't you say, Grant?
Yeah, I'd say that, or maybe even a little bit bigger.
Yeah. All right, so third down now, and the McDonald defense turning back the run up the middle for limited progress as the carry going to Marcus Zemke, so another freshman. So, yeah, running clock as we've got freshmen and a lot of backups in here.
Yeah, I do not think there is a starter in the game right now for McDonald.
And the same story as I'm noting for Clayton.
Okay.
Obviously, as that time, Marcus Zemke
number 9. And again, some of these freshmen added. Their squad online was listed as 16 players. They have 21 here tonight. And Zemke losing 4 on the play. And now a punting situation after the loss of 4. And a whistle is blown. And a delay of game, a 5-yard penalty, up to 20 yards in penalties for Clayton on the night. Holly Bobie of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley for 25 years. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybobie.com or find Holly on Facebook. There's the snap into the end zone. A little tough, and another whistle and more flags. Illegal procedure against, and I don't know how much more they can be backed up here, but they are taking it back to about the 6-yard line.
Yeah. And that ball was nearly snapped
over his
head.
Yeah, it was. It was, yeah. 42-0 McDonald. Clock continuing to run here. An early running clock in the second quarter. And there's a high snap. It's going to be roped in. And there's the boot past about the 30-yard line. And then it takes a McDonald roll down towards about the 22 or 23-yard line. And so the Macs will take over just outside of the red zone. And leading it 42-0 here on WOGO Sports. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their great team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Wynn Family Dentistry. All right, so the official line of scrimmage, the 24-yard line. And Nathan Bogus in now. Cale Holm did not, he threw one pass tonight, right? Incomplete.
I think threw two passes
incomplete.
Yep.
All right, Smith, Bogus now. And the handoff to Crawford, and Crawford to about the 21-yard line, running off the right side. So, you know, it's interesting because similarities to last week in terms of a big blowout, but I tell you what, that we're getting the subs even earlier, and really the score racked up even quicker tonight.
I didn't expect
and unexpectedly,
this.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the last two games have been, Clayton have been right down to the wire.
And I knew they lost some very key guys on their offense and defensive line.
Second and 7 for Bogus and company. Pitch out and to the near side. Crawford is going to take it around 21 yards into the end zone. Touchdown, Isaac Crawford. Max lead it 48-0. McDonald. And we have brought back our post-class and mirror post-game show, so stick around for that after this contest tonight, as we're already with the running clock stop now with 3:47 left in the half, but obviously the running clock after halftime. It's just week 2 of the season, but again, nowhere near any resemblance to those two previous games at Clayton, both at level 2 in the postseason in 23 and early part of the last season. And Bogus and company going for 2 here. And the handoff up the middle, and they're going to plow it in for the 2-point conversion. And that's Desi and Matthews as the Macs go on top 50-0. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Macs Football.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard-to-reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
Nothing McDonald, 3:47 left in the first half. A running clock already being employed. And here's the backup kicker for the Macs, booting that Colton Meyer, and out of bounds, and so a 15-yard penalty, and that means the 35-yard line for Clayton. Well, don't miss Customer Appreciation Day at Quality Propane in Chippewa Falls, September 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. Free food, prizes, and sign up on-site for contracts for the heating season to make sure you're ready for the winter ahead. Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, September 18th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Quality Propane in Chippewa Falls. All right, from the 35-yard line, Clayton going left to right, trailing at 50 to nothing. Final 3:15 of this first half, and the quarterback is Schradel. And the freshman in here, he's chased down, and he throws it into the ground, and it's recovered by the Max. Is it called a fumble? It is, and it is a touchdown, McDonald.
Wow. Things are just, they're just going from bad to worse, for sure.
Yeah, and Schradel, I don't threw it into the ground.
I honestly think if they could review
that. Jonathan Brady scoring that for the Max, but.
Wow.
That was definitely a fumble right there.
You think it was?
Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
He
didn't have the ball tucked away, and one guy had him, and then someone else came and hit him pretty hard, and there was no way he was holding on that football.
Okay, from up here, it almost looked like he tried throwing it forward.
I always go back to the Tom Brady tuck rule, and just, but okay, wow. That was an exciting play for Jonathan Brady. I don't know if he's ever scored a touchdown before. Speaking of Brady. Right?
Yeah, and he's a lineman. You'd never know how many chances you might get.
I know.
So, good for him.
All right. And they run the two-point conversion around the right side, and
that was Nathan Bogus.
Nathan Bogus, go ahead and do it. So they kind of giving Cale Holm the night off on kid. They said, you've kicked enough extra points. 58-0. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
River Country Co-op, proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings, and remember to gas up the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls, where a percentage of every sale goes towards McDonald or Chi High Athletics. All right. And Bruce Melson from River Country Co-op, our PA announcer here tonight. And now fielding it there is Clayton, and they take it to the near side out to about the 30-yard line is the run for Samuel Anderson, another freshman. So a lot of freshmen here for Clayton seeing action in this first half as they trail it 58-0. None of us thought that, right?
No,
none of
no.
us.
I thought for sure this year was going to be different.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like a 28-7 or something like that, but not this.
Right, and so, again, a short time ago where we had the fumble return for a touchdown by Jonathan Brady. All these highlights coming for you, a lot of scores coming
about,
in our...
about two games worth of highlights.
I know, yeah. Of course, I missed the opening kickoff return by Luke Anderson, and there's the handoff, and it's going to go to number 29, and that is Carson Yeske. And Yeske was, again, got to love the group pursuit by the Max as they've really been chasing after it here.
Yeah, and Hayden Christofferson in on that one. And
so Yeske and Zemke are the... And a gain of two on the play for Yeske on the forward progress. So second and eight as they come to 1:35 left here in this first half. Schradel, the freshman quarterback. He'll fire it off, incomplete pass. Boy, his receiver had it, and then he dropped it. Number 14, Isaiah Giblin, a junior wide receiver. Incomplete to him.
Yeah, he had it right in his hands, and... maybe expecting a big hit or something on that. So certainly was a catchable ball.
All right, and that creates a third and eight now for Clayton, at the one-minute mark of this first half, 58-0. McDonald dominating, and even greater than they did last week in the opener against Alma Center Lincoln. Receiver in motion, Anderson to the far side, and then the handoff, and nobody was fooled on the McDonald sideline. And getting it that time was Marcus Zemke for a loss on the play. So
that was a nice tackle there by Nick Fleshinsky. I think that's probably one of his first few tackles this year.
Yeah, Nick Fleshinsky, saw his mom and sister before the game.
Yeah, he's a put-together kid.
He's just a senior, yeah.
One of the first year out was this,
yep,
this year.
So. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman. Yeah, hard to join football when you're a senior. And looks like that's going to do it for the first half as the clock ticks down. 58-0. McDonald taking it to Clayton with the running clock. They may try to see if they can do the running clock even at halftime. We'll take a three-minute timeout as the Max dominating here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Max Football.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Metropolis Resort is turning 20, and we're celebrating all summer long. Special park deals, hotel deals, weekly giveaways, and one epic grand prize you won't believe. We're giving away a car. Learn more about our 20-year celebration at metropolisresort.com and help us celebrate 20 years in the Chippewa Valley all summer long.
Metropolis Resort. Metropolisresort.com.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi-High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi-High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
They're passing around cheese and sausage in the booth here. So, yeah, thank you very much to Bruce from River Country Co-op. Brewers now up 5-0, top of the seventh at Toronto. So that's looking good for them. But tough night for Clayton, 58-0 here as we enter into our halftime. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Well, Seth, wow. From Luke Anderson's kickoff right to the very end, it was all McDonald in that first half.
Yep. You know, things couldn't have gone worse for Clayton between the penalties and turnovers, and then your starting quarterback is injured, and you know, they just had some unfortunate circumstances right at the start of the game, and you can't do that against a team like this McDonald team, and just kind of set the tone for the game, and it's just gone downhill from there, unfortunately for Clayton.
This McDonald team, you know, talk about guys like our sideline reporter, your son Grant, a four-year starter at quarterback, gone, and David Anderson, different players. But they do have 13 seniors. That means they've got a lot of guys. Yes, we mentioned Flashinski, maybe a first-year senior, but a lot of these guys have been around, and a lot of these guys got that bitter taste in their mouth from the level 3 loss to Thorpe a couple years ago, and then the painful loss to Owen. They've had some painful losses.
They have.
And I think that you know, so that incentive is there, that drive is there, a healthy Dawson Moulton, and we're seeing it with these gaudy run numbers. And I think for another night, he's not going to play the second half.
Yep. And I think, too, just what a difference a year makes with that O-line. You know, last year it was all juniors, and this year it's all seniors.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, Mason Bussey, he's,
right. He's a big boy.
Vastly improved.
Division
you know,
one recruited
yep.
by Western
yep,
Michigan,
yep.
yeah.
And Ryan, you know, those guys really hit the weight room hard in the off season, and you can see it tonight.
Yeah.
They're just—I mean, our running backs are really special.
No, you're right.
But they got a lot of room.
Well, that's a great point, and obviously the offensive line never gets enough credit. But Mason Bussey just ran out there, and you see
yes.
the yeah, size of that.
You
guy.
Don't see that often,
no.
especially you. You don't see it. Actually, you know, the one kid that probably was kind of comparable to him was that kid that Clayton had last year. He graduated, but he was a force the past 2 years when we
yeah.
played him, and he's no longer with them.
I don't know that Grant is with us
he put
during
his
the halftime.
Mic down
yeah.
and
okay.
He was
yeah.
No.
So we'll catch up with him later, but. We'll get to some highlights here in just a bit. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and that's why Wasgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wasgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to Wasgala.com. That's Wasgala.com. Again, 5-0 Brewers, top of the seventh at Toronto, so having a good night. High school football last night. In a game heard here on WOGO Sports and seen on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook, Chi High all over Eau Claire Memorial, 33-6. So congratulations, Chuck Rakovich introduced into the Chi High Athletic Hall of Fame last
nice.
Night. So, of course, he'd been into another greater recognition, other recognition he'd gotten in the off season as well in terms of high school football coaches. But Eau Claire North debuting their new field at the school, losing to New Richmond, a very good New Richmond team, 48-10 last night.
Okay, you know, so I think one of the TV stations, I checked, I think they had that score backward.
They had Eau Claire North
yeah,
winning? Yeah,
last night I looked at it, I was like, wow, North is really turning things around, but no, I guess not.
Yeah, well, this is the station, I can tell, yeah. This is from QOW. The Tigers
okay.
took an early lead and never looked back. So
okay,
they would not have been.
Yeah, I was looking
but
at
the new on-campus stadium. And we can tell you other results from last night. Rice Lake over Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, 30-14. Hudson beat Wausau West, 30-14. River Falls over D.C. Everest, 54-21. Spash over Superior, 41-20. They beat Chi-High the week before. Regis all over Bloomer, 49-0. St. Croix Central over Elk Mound last night, 21-14. Glenwood City shut out Osseo Fairchild, 41-zip. Webster beat Clear Lake, 10-0. Concord Fountain City over Royal, 41-0. And Amory beat Unity, 52-14. In eight-player action last night, New Auburn over Lake Holcomb. It says here, 56-6. And that's in that North Central East Conference where, again, Lake Holcomb, a 28-0 winner over Cornell in week one, but had the tables turned on him over New Auburn last night. I saw elsewhere 58-6, so 58 or 56-6 either way. And Alma Center Lincoln, who lost to the Cards last week, 59-24, lost to Rochelle last night, 26-14. All right, we'll take another 2-minute timeout. When we come back,
Some of those first half highlights, we've got a lot of them with the Macs leading at 58-0 over visiting Clayton. WDOGO Sports, this is Max Football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
All right, who wants some highlights? 58-0 at halftime. And again, my sincere apologies, because the first highlight we should have, we don't have, was a 70-yard Luke Anderson kickoff return. It was the opening kickoff, and folks, my recorder here in studio, I play the pregame interviews, got to get that baby switched over. I thought, well, it's the opening kickoff. What's going to happen? How about a Luke Anderson 70-yard kickoff return? If we try to reenact it, I mean, he got it. He brought it to the near side. He took it to the house, 70 yards. You've known Luke. How about that one, Seth?
Well, he'll definitely have something to say about it, knowing Luke. But, you know, and it was funny because they squibbed it, because they didn't want to give it to Eli or Dawson. Luke got it, and that kid can fly,
and
too.
And it set the tone for this contest, and lots of other highlights ensued like this.
The right tackle also twitched.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right before the snap.
Second
okay.
And 20 from the 13, and Mum, handoff up the middle, and not much doing there.
Ball's on the ground.
And the ball is out loose, and it's going to be McDonald football coming out of there. And the Macs creating a turnover on the handoff to Owen Anderson, and a short gain, and it turns into Macs football. Cale Holm, the quarterback, I formation behind him. Handoff Moulton, left side, banging into that Clayton defense, and he gets inside the 10. Still going with those legs all the way to about the 5-yard line. What a run by Moulton. All right, under center now, Holm. And he'll hand it to Eli Stepp, and he'll dash off the left side and into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald leads it 13-0. Well, now make it a 2nd and 9 from their own 21. Going left to right. Holm under center. Pitch out deep to Moulton. Moulton bursting off the left side. The 30. He may go. The 40. The 50. The 40. The 35. The 30. Dawson Moulton all the way to the house. Touchdown. And now 1st and 10 from the 47. From the pistol. And he's going to run it. Dane Mum in a high tackle attempt. And then they gang up on him. And did he fumble it again?
Yep. Eli caused the fumble.
Oh, wow. You're on WOGO Sports in our cast of thousands. And they fake to Moulton, and it's a handoff. Eli Stepp, and he breaks into the secondary. Stepp may go all the way. Touchdown, 46-yard Eli Stepp. their own 20 going right to left. Alex Young, the sophomore, in relief of senior Dane Mum. And back to pass now. He'll heave one in the air, and Crawford has his third interception of the season. Isaac Crawford, and he's looking for some blockers now. Isaac looking to take it to the house, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10. He's down inside the 10-yard line. Leading at 28-0. Under center, Holm. And pitch out deep. Moulton looking for that touchdown. He's going to run it in without even being touched. With 3:46 to go in the half, it's 34-0 McDonald. Clock delayed typically until the second half. Although we're already at 8.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And the spin move and shaking free, Moulton shaking free, and he's going to go the 40, the 35. He was spun. Touchdown, Dawson Moulton, 45 yards out. It looked like they had him for a significant loss, but they never brought him down. There was no whistle, and Dawson Moulton just kept going for a 45-yard touchdown run.
Some very key guys on their old offense and defensive line.
Second and 7 for Bogus and company. Pitch out and to the near side. Crawford is going to take it around 21 yards into the end zone. Touchdown, Isaac Crawford. Max lead it 48-0. And Bogus and company going for two here. And the handoff up the middle, and they're going to plow it in for the 2-point conversion. And that's Desi and Matthews as the Max go on top 50-0. So a lot of highlights. The Max lead at 58-0. We've been informed here in the booth that we're going to have a running clock, but 8-minute quarters. 8-minute running clock. So that means that rather than 12 minutes, 8 minutes in the third quarter, 8 minutes in the fourth quarter. We'll take another 2-minute timeout, come back with the second half in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
All right, we're edging closer to the start of the second half here on WOGO. Again, 8-minute quarters and a running clock. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated's been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit Stelter Incorporated. .com. Labor Day holiday weekend here, earliest it can be with, September 1st being a Monday. And so that's kind of a different feel, right? You're used to being into September a little before you get Labor
Day. Yep.
It happens from time to time.
I'll take it.
You'll take any
kind of... Feels good to have a 3-day weekend.
It sure does. All right, we got the Max will be kicking it off here.
8-minute quarter rather than 12. Max leading it 58-0. Grant Smisky will catch up with his former head coach, Mark Maloney, in the post game here on WOGO Sports as we're ready to roll things. And there's the boot. And it's caught on the far side by number 14 for Clayton. That's Isaiah Giblin, the junior, and he continues to... And there's it taken away from him at midfield, and the Macs come up with it. Another turnover going McDonald's way as the Macs number 85, Callan Johnson, the freshman, took it right away from Giblin, and the third turnover of the night for the Bears.
It actually looked like Clayton was going to get something going a little bit, you know? And I've never seen that before. Never.
That was crazy.
Just
so
took
McDonald's
the ball right away from him.
So the Macs at the 49-yard line of Clayton going right to left, and it looks like Parker Lindenberg. So we've gone from Bogus to Lindenberg. Parker, the freshman now. And he is under center with the I formation running backs, and it looks like maybe somebody was offside in the handoff up the middle for a short gain to the Macs. It looked like Colton Meyer, the ball carrier that time. And a gain of 3 on the play. Again, 8-minute quarter, running clock. So lots of subs in here, just like last week in that regard, right?
And I think it's going to be pretty, very heavy on the freshman side of things.
And if I had that, Colton is a sophomore for sure. And a gain of 3 on the play. And Lindenberg and the handoff to the fullback and pounding it for another 3 or so. And so is that... That's another Smisky, so they pop up all over the place. Jack Smisky,
Jack,
the freshman.
I didn't want to say, because I know Noah plays fullback,
Jack
too.
Jack and Noah and Ryan.
Yep.
All right, so he carried it for 4. All right, well, I have not called. That's the first time I've called Jack's name, number 13.
I was looking here, and I couldn't find him.
Well, here it is.
You
mean,
here we go.
I told
13.
You I talked to Grandma Smisky, and Eileen, and now taking it out of the 3rd and 3, and Lindenberg around the left near side, and he's going to turn it upfield to 35 and out of bounds about the 32. First down, Lindenberg. Look at the kid can run. And that's only, I think, like the second first down of the night. The Macs have not had a lot of those. But remind you again that that McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. So Lindenberg, that time carrying it for 8 yards, and the McDonald first down as he's under center now from the 34. Pitch out in the backfield, and there's taking it into the secondary and dashing towards the corner of the end zone. The speedster running it in for McDonald, number 27 that time.
I think that was 21.
Okay, 21. Vance Grunewald, another freshman, dashing into the end zone. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow is right.
I thought things were going to slow down a little bit.
64-0, McDonald.
But hey, some of these freshmen not looking too bad. Jack looking good. Grunewald.
Yeah, right.
Vance. Callan Johnson had the strip fumble there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And the 2-point conversion is good for McDonald as well. And they go up now 66-0. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
So Jack Smiskey scoring in the two-point conversion, making it 66-0. And I may have misidentified Colton Meyer as a runner earlier. I think it actually was Vance Grunewald earlier who does score the touchdown. He's got some speed, guys. Wow, Vance Grunewald, the freshman running back. And, all right, there's the boot and a good kick, and it's going to go into the end zone. And that means first and 10 at the 20. 2:53 and counting here in this third quarter. Yeah, again, the last two games against Clayton. And when you didn't come back from college to see this, Grant, but as a former player, recent grad, what's your thoughts on things, getting a field side perspective?
What'd you say, Mark?
Your perspective on this contest that you came back from college to witness here tonight.
You know, I'm happy I'm here, but this is... it's a little disappointing. I thought I was going to see a little bit better of a game.
Yeah. And now Clayton on the handoff and running at the near side, and out close to the 30-yard line is Samuel Anderson. And he had to get out to the 30, and
they're
see where
get
they mark it.
Get him. They got a penalty out there. They're going to get it on a tackle out of bounds.
Okay, so on McDonald. And so he got the 11 yards initially. Lots of different subs. People don't care at home. We make a stat sheet out, and then you add massively to it in a blowout contest like this. And Samuel Anderson, I think, did have a run earlier as well, but this one goes for 11, and then the 15-yard penalty against the Max for the late hit. And so Anderson going for 11, and there's the... round the left side, Schradl, the big quarterback, going to go to the 50-yard line for a gain of 3 on the play.
Is that Colt Meyer on the tackle there, Grant?
That was.
Okay, yeah. Way to come up and fill there. It looks like he's playing the safety spot.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
Second down and 7 after the run by Schradl, the freshman quarterback. Minute left here in the third quarter. 8-minute periods here with a running clock. Max leading at 66-0. Schradl, quick pass off left side, and Mac missing the hit, but then Colton Meyer applying the hit and holding him to no gain on the play, and the completion to Bennett Schradl, so brother to brother. You've got Aiden and Bennett, both freshmen. And Schradl completing the pass for no gain. But what about bouncing back from this, Grant? I'd be interested in your perspective as a player for Clayton after winning narrowly over Frederick, but, you know, a talented quarterback injured, and there's a low snap to Schradl. There's a pass in the near side, incomplete, intending it for Marcus Zemke. But what about that mentally? I mean, this is just, they haven't had a loss like this, maybe. I mean, not in a long time, if ever, if you're Clayton. But quick thought on that.
Yeah, I think I can kind of compare it to how we lost the first time no one with you last year. It was just kind of focus on the next week and make sure you win the next week, and that's exactly what we did. And kind of, look at what we did poorly, but also kind of look at what we did well and build upon that.
Sounds good. We'll take a break. Back in a minute. Third quarter over. Quick one. Running clock, 8-minute quarters. Back in a minute. Max lead at 66-0 over Clayton. Week 2, WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
To the fourth quarter we go, an 8-minute quarter, cut down from 12, and a running clock. And Schradl back to pass on the 4th and 7. He's got a receiver on the left sideline, incomplete. Some good coverage out there by the Max for McDonald that time, number 21 for McDonald. And again, Vance Grunewald, again, that freshman showing himself running back and defensive back.
Yeah, they
Max will take over on downs.
Looks like they got some pretty pretty good talent at the freshman level, which is nice to see.
Yeah. Well, you talked about this particular class. I mean, 13 seniors, Leshinsky mm-hmm. new to it, but it's a talented class, and it's been seen that way kind of on its journey up here, right?
Yeah, yep.
For McDonald.
Very, very talented class, and there's a good number of them, and you got some good talent in the class below, so, yep.
Yeah.
Not super surprised to see the level at which they're playing, but...
Parker Lindenberg, and he completes a pass, and then the receiver stepping out of bounds for the Max, Callen Johnson, the freshman. So, again, talented freshman class, too, kind of distinguishing itself here some as the completion for 7 to the 43-yard line. Cale Holm earlier was 0 for 2 tonight through the air, but there Lindenberg... Lindenberg can go to him and say, hey, I completed more passes than you did. So,
yep. Hey, you know, things can change in a hurry. Look at Wausau Newman. You know, they had that class that won the state championship.
Well, how about Owen-Withy? I mean, they won the state title just last year, and then they lost 43-0 to Gilman last week.
Yep.
There's the handoff up the middle, and inside the 40, a gain of about 5 on the play for the Max as the handoff to Jacob Stoltz, yet another freshman running back.
Yeah, if you, you know, you only got 8 players on the field, and if you lose, you know, even 4 or 5 of them, that's huge.
Yep. And so now the Max to the 38-yard line where it's 1st and 10. Just a handful of first downs. It kind of seems odd in a game, but they've had so many long scores and defensive score as well. And there's the handoff in the near side. The runner shifts, and that's Grunewald again inside the 20-yard line. So he's a lot of fun to watch, but you're kind of buried in the depth chart behind all of these other runners and upperclassmen who are between him and Moulton and Eli Stepp, right?
Yeah. There's
to the 19-yard line.
He's got some real talent from, but you know, really planting his foot there and cutting it outside.
Grunewald now has 3 carries for 52 yards. To the 19 go the Max, and inside that red zone now with 5:14 left here in this fourth quarter. Max leading at 66-0. Can they top 70? 3-step drop, and then Lindenberg rolling, firing, and it may have been intercepted, almost intercepted.
And yeah, that was an interception. He caught it.
All right, so interception for Anderson for Clayton, and their first turnover for the Max all night. But as a veteran quarterback, Grant, what did you see from Parker Lindenberg? What would you say to the freshman about that one?
Well, that's a play where you're supposed to get the ball out pretty quickly, and I think he just kind of hesitated, and then he was under pressure. And
yeah.
But
a lot of some of these freshmen looking good, though, out there.
Absolutely.
4.5 minutes left in this contest before it comes to a close here on this Friday heading into the Labor Day weekend. Stick around for our post-class and mirror post-game show. Schradl takes it from the pistol in the handoff. Clayton would love to still muster a score. It looked kind of doubtful at this time, though. The handoff on the far side. If we can get the... You know what your eyeballs are like there.
Oh. Yeah. That's asking a lot, Mark. Grant?
You have the ball carrier for us on that?
I did not know. I think it might have been number 1.
Okay, Samuel Anderson again. So a gain of 6 on the play for Anderson, and he's got 17 yards now on the night. Incomplete pass from Schradl. We take a moment to tell you that Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeon, and athletic trainers, will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake.
That quarterback, he's had a couple good throws tonight that his receivers just haven't come down with. So,
well, I got to say, if we see the Clayton basketball team, I hope to see him out for that because he seems to certainly have the basketball frame.
Yeah.
And on the third down, and great defense and penetration by the Max for a big loss on the play. On the draw play, going to number 9, Marcus Zemke, and not to be for Zemke.
You like to see that big old D lineman getting in there and just blowing things up. Anthony Anderson, it looks like.
Zemke now 3 carries for -10 on the night. And clock ticking. Hey, it's constant action at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. MetropolisResort.com. Fourth and seven, they go for it. The completed pass, Stradle, out past the 20, close to the first down marker as he gets it off to Samuel Anderson. And they're going to say first down.
Okay.
So, unofficially, the third first down of the night. And Stradle completes the pass out to Anderson. And the clock down to the final 2-plus minutes remaining in this contest after the 8-yard completion to the 23-yard line. 66-0 for McDonald. And next up for them, next week, it's Lake Holcomb on the schedule, followed by a game we'll have for you on a Thursday night, Owen Withy, Thursday, September 11th. Low snap to Schradel, and he tosses one incomplete off on the right side. Stick around later as well. We've got not only the post-class and post-game show making its return tonight for McDonald games, but the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. Seth, be thinking about that.
I already got a pretty
good
idea.
All right, yeah. Good. Final minute 15, final 75 seconds of this one. Again, for WOGO Sports, always check our WOGO Sports calendar at WOGO.com. Not only football, but volleyball as well on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel this fall. Thanks to our great advertisers. Still welcoming more, though, if you'd like to get aboard. And there's a little shuttle pass with his left hand off to the near side. And there's some of the Macs teaming up on the tackle that time, including Uriah Matthews, another freshman, in making the tackle on number 9, Marcus Zemke. And a gain of 3 on the play. I guess that was a forward pass, I think. Sometimes those are dangerous, though. You know, if it's slightly back, it's not a pass, it's a lateral, and if it drops, it's just a loose ball. So
yeah, and I'm pretty sure Callen Johnson almost just grabbed that out of the air on that play.
He wanted to take it over 70, huh? And there's the draw play, and running at that time is Zemke, trying to get some forward progress, and that's going to do it for the game here tonight. And that will likely be our last play of the evening. And so Zemke finishes it off with one last carry. Our final score, 66-0, McDonald over visiting Clayton here tonight. We'll take a break. Be back in 3 minutes with our post game on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Time to get away.
It's adventure play.
MetropolisResort.com.
Metropolis Resort is turning 20, and we're celebrating all summer long. Special park deals, hotel deals, weekly giveaways, and one epic grand prize you won't believe. We're giving away a car. Learn more about our 20-year celebration at MetropolisResort.com and help us celebrate 20 years in the Chippewa Valley all summer long.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
McDonald wins it 66-0. It was McDonald domination from start to finish tonight as we welcome into the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Seth Smisky, you, I, Grant, all surprised by this score. I mean, again, Clayton won a hard-fought game against Frederick, 27-25 last night, but it was all McDonald all night long.
Yeah, it was. It was, just we didn't even really have to work that hard for it. You know, it was just bam, big play, big play, big play. We know this team is very, very talented, but
yeah.
We don't know how talented yet.
We don't know, and we may not know until the Gilman game, as you look at it in week five. Grant Smisky will get our interview with Coach Mark Maloney in a bit. We've got highlights later here on the Post Glass post-game show as well. Again, for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. But, you know, Luke Anderson set the tone early with the kickoff return of 70 yards, and there were a number of touchdowns, mostly on offense, some on defense. You can hear the guys down there. Let's go to our Grant Smisky, who will catch Coach Mark Maloney here momentarily.
All right, Coach, obviously a lot of good things tonight, but was there anything that stood out that you guys think that you did particularly well?
Well, I think, again, when I talked to Mark at the pregame, I said our defense needed to step up, and, Isaac Crawford reminded me tonight that he thought our defense played a really good game tonight, and I agreed with him. So I'm glad about that. And our offense actually looked really good. We got some sweeps in now. We're pulling our guards and stuff, and I thought they did a really nice job getting around the corners on them. It's really, I don't know. I mean, you know the feeling, right? When you get up like that on a team, and you want to keep kids out there. But again, our young kids did a really nice job out there. It's great to give them some playing time out here. So to take care of Clayton, that's a good team. Like I said, we struggled those guys for 2 years. But this year, we kind of had their number. So, we got to look on. I mean, we got Lake Holcomb coming up this next week, but then we got Owen Withy and Gilman back-to-back. So that's what we're kind of focusing on right now. So we're going to, relish this one for a little bit and get on the next week.
Awesome, Coach. And you guys have ran the ball, obviously, extremely well. And, you know, being a quarterback, I am just a little bit disappointed in the lack of throwing this year, but I understand you guys are running the ball really well. Do you think you see any more, a little bit of throwing in the near future?
Well, we got a few things still in our coffers there that we're kind of saving down the road. So we're staying pretty vanilla right here. You know, if we're able to move the ball with them, we're just going to stay with what's working. You might see some new stuff coming out, but, we're going to save it when we need it.
And Luke Anderson said that he was going to break all of his brother's records. What do you think of that?
Well, again, then I guess we better start throwing the ball more. But Luke's playing really good ball, obviously, on that kick return. He's a fast kid. You know, so, yeah, we're going to try and get him some balls. But if we don't need to, we're not going to do it. So we're going to save some stuff up for the next couple weeks.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you to Grant Smisky, the four-year starter at quarterback for the Mags, talking to his coach there, Mark Maloney, on WOGO Sports on Max Football here on the Post Glass and Mirror Postgame Show. But right now, we turn to you, my friend, Seth Smisky. It's time for the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. It's, yes, it is that time, brought to you by attorney Carrie Kelm. We heard her a short time ago. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. How about it?
I think Eli Stepp, he came to play tonight.
Yeah.
And you could just tell, and he was everywhere, and he's just so fast from that linebacker spot. He can just, he can fill so fast, and he's moving downhill. That's what I love to see. I love to see linebackers moving downhill, making plays at the line of scrimmage, you know, and a lot of them like to sit there and catch, you know, see how things develop, and they're not, but Eli, he's just, he's going forward.
Thank you. And so congratulations to Eli Stepp, not only running the ball tonight for 3 carries, 70 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And by the way, continuing on last week, his last 3 carries were touchdowns, so he had a streak of 5 straight carries for touchdowns. Wow. But you also, Eli, recognized as the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. And one of the things I just love about the Max defense 2 games in is, I mean, there's just this energy, this swarm mentality. Yeah. Max have had good defense. They got to level 3 a couple of years ago in 2023, losing to Thorpe. But I don't know. There just seems to be this swarming team intensity. Don't you see it?
I think there's a lot of speed on this defense.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think we've seen the speed that this defense has.
I mean,
you look at...
No Caleb Lead either tonight.
Yeah, you look at Eli and Dawson, those are your linebackers. Well, those are your running backs, and we know those guys can just flat-out fly, right?
And Dawson, by and large, has been an offensive player largely in previous years. So.
Yep. And they got some other linebackers that are filling in, too, but they got a lot of speed this year.
Right.
And, you know, you got Luke Anderson over at corner, and, you know, we saw his
speed.
You know, so
All right. They
got it.
All right, my friend, I'm going to cut you loose.
Thanks so much. You.
In 2 weeks from last night, Caleb will be with you on September 11th against Owen Withy.
All right. Sounds great. Right,
thanks so much. All right. Thanks to Seth Smisky and his son Grant for working. But we've got highlights to get to here in the post-game show, Post Glass and Mirror. Now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join them today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. All right. In the meantime, some of those highlights. Yeah. My apologies. The one highlight we didn't get, I wish we would have had Luke Anderson taking that opening kickoff 70 yards to the house. Extra point was good. Caleb Holm was so good on those tonight. And a 7-0 lead initially. But a lot more highlights to follow, and we've got them for you now on WOGO.
Hey.
But hey, some of these freshmen not looking too bad. Jack looking good. Grunewald.
And maybe I needed to go back further with my highlight tracking than I did there, and I do. So, in the meantime, yes, we had the Kelm Law Firm Player of the Game we told you about a moment ago, and congratulations to Eli Stepp for that. And after the Luke Anderson 70-yard kickoff return, thank you, Grant. All right, thank you. We got another guy dropping things off here in the booth, but here we go.
The right. Also twitched right before the snap.
Second and 20 from the 13, and bump, handoff up the middle, and not much doing there.
Ball's on the ground.
And the ball is out loose, and it's going to be McDonald football coming out of there. And the Max creating a turnover on the handoff to Owen Anderson, and a short gain, and it turns into Max football. Cale Holm, the quarterback, I formation behind him. Handoff Moulton, left side, banging into that Clayton defense, and he gets inside the 10. Still going with those legs all the way to about the 5-yard line. What a run by Moulton. All right, under center now, Holm. And he'll hand it to Eli Stepp, and he'll dash off the left side and into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald leads it 13-0. Now make it a 2nd and 9 from their own 21, going left to right. Holm under center, pitch out deep to Moulton. Moulton bursting off the left side, the 30. He may go, the 40, the 50, the 40, the 35, the 30. Dawson Moulton all the way to the house. now. And now first and 10 from the 47. From the pistol, and he's going to run it. Dane Mumman, a high tackle attempt, and then they gang up on him. And did he fumble it again?
Yep, Eli caused the fumble.
Oh, wow. McDonald's got the football. You're on WOGO Sports and our cast of thousands. And they fake to Moulton, and it's a handoff. Eli Steppen, he breaks into the secondary. And Steppen, go all the way. Touchdown, 46-yard Eli Steppen. They're at their own 20, going right to left. Alex Young, the sophomore, in relief of senior Dane Mum. And back to pass now. He'll heave one in the air, and Crawford has his third interception of the season. Isaac Crawford. And he's looking for some blockers now. Isaac looking to take it to the house. The 25, the 20, the 15, the 10. He's down inside the 10-yard line. Leading at 28-0. Under center, home. And pitch out deep. Moulton looking for that touchdown. He's going to run it in without even being touched. With 3:46 to go in the half, it's 34-0 McDonald. Clock delayed typically until the second half, although we're already at 8.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And the spin move, and shaking free, Moulton shaking free, and he's going to go the 40, the 35. He was spun. Touchdown, Dawson Moulton, 45 yards out. It looked like they had him for a significant loss, but they never brought him down. There was no whistle, and Dawson Moulton just kept going for a 45-yard touchdown run.
Some very key guys on their offense and defensive line.
Second and 7 for Bogus and company. Pitch out and to the near side. Crawford is going to take it around 21 yards into the end zone. Touchdown, Isaac Crawford. Max lead it 48-0. And Bogus and company going for two here. And the handoff up the middle, and they're going to plow it in for the two-point conversion. And that's Desi and Matthews as the Max go on top 50-0. We're back.
Clayton was going to get something going a little bit, you know, and I've never seen that before. Never.
That was crazy.
Just
so
took
McDonald
the ball right away from him.
So the Max at the 49-yard line of Clayton going right to left, and it looks like Parker Lindenberg. Eileen, and now taking it out of the 3rd and 3, and Lindenberg around the left near side, and he's going to turn it upfield to 35 and out of bounds about the 32. First down, Lindenberg. Look at the kid can run. The McDonald first down as he's under center now from the 34. Pitch out in the backfield, and they're taking it into the secondary and dashing towards the corner of the end zone. The speedster running it in for McDonald, number 27 that time. Actually, it was Vance Grunewald. We got that squared away. The freshman, Vance Grunewald, very impressive in his stint there. Number 21, actually, for the score as the Max ultimately win this thing 66-0. Two games, two running clocks, and a lot of points in both of those games. Quickly checking the stats as we wrap things up here tonight. Dawson Moulton, again, last week, 17 carries, 168 yards, 4 touchdowns. Tonight, he gets 5 carries, 146 yards, 2 touchdowns. One of them a 79-yard run, the other 45 yards. So he's got 6 touchdowns through 2 weeks, and do the math. Wow, 146 to go with 168. That's a lot of yards. Very impressive. Over 300 yards, 314 yards rushing on 22 carries. Very good. And Eli Stepp, 3 carries for 70 yards for the season, 13 carries for 192, and 5 touchdowns for Eli Stepp, who got our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game. So, again, that 1-2 punch, but as Seth said, a great senior-laden offensive line in front of them, and Cale Holm doing the job at quarterback. So rest up, heal up, guys, take care of business, and take care of Lake Holcomb next week, the opponent for the Max as well. Again, you can always check WOGO.com for the WOGO sports calendar. Encourage you to do that, as it's a combination of both football and volleyball going this time of the year, and all of that information, the volleyball on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and also on Facebook. And our next broadcast coming for you on Thursday, it's McDonald versus Amory, Osceola, and Unity. That's a 5:10 pregame solely on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. And unlike these first 2 weeks where we've had football on Thursday and Friday, next week, actually, that is not the case. Solely a Friday game. Chi High with a tough assignment as they'll be at New Richmond. New Richmond, a big winner at Eau Claire North's new field last night. And more beyond that. But, yeah, congratulations to the Chi High volleyball team on winning all their matches at Stout today, understanding that Invitational going on, and McDonald with a pretty good success, it sounded like, as well. So that McDonald and Chi High volleyball coming your way on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Again, on the football side, it's Chi High at New Richmond next Friday night at 6:35 pregame, and our next McDonald game at home against Owen Withy on Thursday night, September 11th, here on WOGO Sports. Our thanks to Colin Nichols and Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios, and to Sam Aberley and Caleb Swenson here, as McDonald winning it 66-0. Thanks to Seth Smitsky and also Grant Smitsky for joining me on the broadcast. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for listening. And again, for the podcast, check it out at WOGO.com and also the video replay at our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Have a great holiday weekend. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolet Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.